saving money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Monday, the 17th of March, 2025. Horrible day for me. One of my biggest holdings, Beaks, has taken a bit of a hit. Someone asked me on the chat group, what do I think of it? I think it's a great company. Fantastic company. With a moat, it's growing, and I'll go into details in a bit. But you know, if you're buying this company at what, £3 a share, and you think nothing materially has changed, why wouldn't you buy it at £2 a share? Why? Because it's down today. People don't like to buy stocks that are down, and I don't, to be honest. I let it settle down. Listen, I'll get into more detail on Beaks in a bit, but I think many people. Overlooking the potential here just because of the fall in the share price. And it's a horrible market. You know, if you miss on something in this market, you get, you know, severely punished. And that's what's happened with Beaks today. But I think now at the value it is, I think it shows even bigger potential. Of course it does. I'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, let's look at the markets first and foremost, see what's moving, what's shaking. So FTSE 100, it's up 0.5%. 8,676. The FTSE 250, it's up 0.1%, 20,020. The small cap is up almost 0.6%, 6,609. And the AIM all share, it's up a smidge, 0.1%, 688. We do need to sort of clear that previous high we bounced off. 695 gets above that, close above that, which is quite good, I think, but positive. But there's more of a pronounced sort of resistance level, 710, so it's 688. Okay, commodities. Brent crude, it's not really going anywhere, sideways for a while here at the bottom. It's bounced off, what, 68 and a half, and now it's at $70.81 bucks a barrel. Copper, it's up again. It's having a cracking run copper, isn't it? It's obviously largely due to China, I think. And the tariffs and all that stuff. But it's up today 0.8% to $10,877 a ton. And that is a recent high. It's the highest it's been since swim back in May 24. So it's doing very well. Gold, it's up again. It's just over, it did get an intraday high above 3,000, but it closed back down at about 3,001. Now it's showing $3,005 an ounce. So it's an all-time high. Bitcoin, it's up 0.6%, or 0.7% close to 83,127. Still below that 200-day moving average, though. And of course, the recent high here was 106,000 back in the 21st of January. Let's look at government bonds. The two-year yield is down 0.4%, 4.174%, and the 10-year yield is at 4.637, down 0.75%. A pound will buy you 1.19. 1 euro 19. That's euros, of course. And dollars, a pound will buy you $1.29, almost 1.30 there. Okay, that's it for the macro, the markets, I mean. Let's have some macro news. Story number one, OECD slashes UK economic forecasts amid global slowdown. This is the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, The OECD has cut the UK's growth forecasts due to stubborn inflation and an escalating trade war. Well done, Donald. The OECD's new interim report scaled back UK growth to 1.4% in 2025 and 1.2% in 2026. I think that's higher than the Bank of England, isn't it? Didn't they give it to just below 1%, I think, for 2025? So it's like 1.4%. Anyway, these have been revised down from previous projections of 1.7, so now it's now 1.4, and 1.3, but now it's 1.2. Similar cuts have been made to global growth predictions, with the OECD projecting that growth will dip from 3.2% last year to 3.1% in 2025 and just 3% in 2026. The report warned that Trump's trade war has hit global economic growth, with the US president's particularly punitive tariff on Canada and Mexico likely to cause the most pain. Next, Reeves meets regulators in drive to cut red tape. So measures to speed up economic growth are being discussed in a meeting of industry regulators with the Chancellor on Monday. Rachel Reeves is expected to outline more plans for cutting the cost of regulation, including environmental measures, as well as scrapping some bodies in their entirety. Ahead of Monday's meeting with regulators, Reeves said, by cutting red tape and creating a more effective system, we will boost investment, create jobs, and put more money into working people's pockets. Oh, they're still going on with that. Putting more money into people's pockets. And with all that said, right, this is the final story. The Bank of England set to keep rates on hold as global uncertainty mounts. Well, she has a good time to reduce interest rates, isn't it? The Bank of England is likely to keep interest rates on hold this Thursday and stick to its mantra of only gradual moves ahead as it grapples with the fallout from US President Donald Trump's trade war and mixed news on Britain's economy. All 61 economists polled by Reuters last week expect the Bank of England to leave its benchmark interest rate on hold at 4.5%, with the next cut likely in May, followed by further reductions in August and November. While there has been limited news on Britain's economy since the BOE's last rate cut on February 6, Trump's start-stop announcements on tariffs on US allies have thrown financial markets into a tailspin and raised questions about the outlook for inflation around the world. Yeah, but the growth downside surely will affect that. I think they need to reduce interest rates. I really do. I mean, are they looking sort of 6 to 12 months ahead? Or are they looking at the current, you know, economic problems right now? Because that's what they need to do. They need to be forecasting what's going to happen. Now, it seems like our economy is going down the sink. That's not stimulate inflation at all. The dollar's getting weaker. That means, you know, commodities are getting weaker. So there we are. Or does it? I don't know. I have no idea anymore. It's a crazy situation. Okay, some macro news. So first and foremost, Beeks Financial Cloud. Now, they came out with their interim results. This is 6 months to the 31st December 2024, of course. So where are we now? We're in midway through March. So that was 3 months ago, of course. So revenues up by 22% to 15.79 million from 12.96. Underlying profit before tax up 37% to 1.89 versus 1.38. Cash flows from operations up 23% to 5.76 from 4.69. Net cash of 6.57 versus 5.44. So there's growth on all metrics there, which I like. And I say, if you see a company doing that, add to your watch list. No change here. I own Beeks, so I'm probably very biased. Yes, it's down 20% a day. Looking at the brokers' forecasts, they have a growth for this year going from 28.5 million up to 37.8 for 2025, and then up to 41 million in 2026. But there's a little bit of uncertainty over these numbers now, and that's what created the fall off a cliff. They've downgraded them by, I think, 5, 10% pretty much. But nevertheless, you got adjusted profit for tax expected to hit 6 million in 2025, up from 3.9, and up to 7 million in 2026. Now, there's been a sell-off, 20%. And this sell-off, I believe, is a mixture of bearish market backdrop compounded by a broker downgrade in next year's revenue. The downgrade is due to Beaks changing their revenue model on future Exchange Cloud contracts to revenue sharing. But they still see Beaks growing by double digits organically. So you can see, you could probably say, well, that's overdone, isn't it? Now, previously, Beaks would receive about 40 to 50% of total contract value up front when they signed a new Exchange Cloud contract with the stock exchange somewhere. Now, it'll be less up front, but the brokers say it creates a stickier, higher quality earnings stream. So they get more revenue, pretty much, but less up front. Now, because this type of contract is based on future volume and usage as exchanges, this produces some uncertainty over the forecast. However, if Beaks' contract with JSC or Johannesburg is anything to go by, then this could provide a decent added upside, as this exchange has not only seen more liquidity and volume, but extended their original contract. I mean, this is not an ideal market to introduce uncertainty, but I believe Gordon MacArthur has a reason to adopt this revenue sharing model. The decision to adopt the revenue sharing model shortens sales cycles, and it's 40% more profit in every deal. It's just not booked in advance over the life cycle of the term. So in reality, it's much more profitable. And by the way, Gordon MacArthur said on this release, we've once again successfully delivered double-digit growth and increasing profit margins as we grow and scale with some of the largest financial organisations globally. Our unique proposition, and it is unique, understand that. Someone just said to me on Twitter, oh, it's not particularly cheap, is it? Well, do you know what? If you have a company that's growing very quickly and has a unique moat like this, in a very, you know, well, it's a very rich sector, isn't it, with lots of money swirling around, very, very huge total addressable market, they're not going to be cheap. Now, companies, you get the odd discrepancy where a company is cheap and it shouldn't be, but sometimes companies are cheap for a reason, okay? It's like anything you buy. You pay for what you get. Now, if you're investing in a high-quality, unique company with a moat that's growing very quickly, with a big, you know, total addressable market, you're not going to get it cheap. Of course you're not. You've got to pay up for quality. I mean, I keep likening it to football players, international football players. If you want to buy the best striker for your team, they're not going to be cheap. You know, full stop. But you pay for that quality. Anyway, Gordon says, our unique proposition has the potential to transform the future of cloud technology in the capital markets. Understand that. Yes, it's the CEO saying this, but it's not just them saying this. They've won contracts with some of the biggest exchanges in the world, and there's a lot more in the pipeline. Now, why do you think they're adopting Beaks' technology? Because there's plenty of companies out there, tech companies in America, everywhere, who would like to do this, who would like to have these contracts, but Beaks have got them. Anyway, he says, our unique proposition has the potential to transform the future of cloud technology in capital markets. The regular flow of new contracts and the conversations currently taking place with tier one organizations around the world reflects the value of our offering and provides us with confidence in continued strong uptake throughout H2 and beyond. Today, they also signed the first exchange contract with a crypto platform. This is Kraken, one of the longest standing, most liquid and secure cryptocurrency exchanges based in San Francisco. By the way, I read on their Wikipedia page, they're now going to be doing stocks as well, Kraken. So the crypto exchange market continues to expand, driven by growing demand. The partnership is a revenue share deal. So this is the first of the revenue share deals, which brings various commercial benefits, including shortened sales cycles and higher profitability. Revenue recognition is set to commence in H2 financial year 25, with Kraken's large customer base of around 13 million clients. This partnership offers significant opportunity to drive revenue growth. This latest win marks another significant customer to have signed up to Exchange Cloud. This is if you've not been into Beaks before, then this dip right now, this little drop that's happening, it's 20%, it's largest for a day, of course, I believe provides an opportunity for you to do some research. And I honestly still think, there are very few companies like this listed in the UK. It's one of those exceptional, you know, examples, businesses, that if you offered, regardless, ignore the share price for now, if you offered and you saw the news they're doing, the growth they're achieving, and had a chance to invest in part of this business, to own part of this business, you'd say, hell yes. And especially if you're an active investor, it's like, I'm in capital markets. This is what I do. I invest in stocks and shares. They work in that area. This is the kind of business I love. Not only that, it's phenomenal. It's exceptional. Yes, no, if you look back on any stock that's done very well over time, they all have dips. All growth companies have dips like this. There's never a signpost saying opportunity here. Never. Now, it may take a while to settle down, but what I'm looking to see is a bit of sideways action in the share price, and then maybe some higher highs from the current level. And then I'll buy some more because I want to be a bigger shareholder of a business like this. Full stop. So that speaks. I'm biased. Like I said, I own stock. So ignore what I'm saying. Do your own research, please. Next company, Eagle Eye Solutions. They are a SaaS and AI technology company enabling retail, travel and hospitality brands to earn the loyalty of their end customers by powering their real-time, omni-channel and personalized consumer marketing activities at scale. Their cloud platform provides the most flexible, scalable loyalty and promotion capability in the world, with more than 850 million personalized offers executed on their platform every week. So they are a market cap of 111 million. And they have revenue today. This is half-year results, 31st of December. Revenue of 24.2 versus 24.1. So a little bit of growth there. What is it? 0.41%. Profit before tax of 1.57 versus a loss last year of 355K. So they come from a loss to profit there. Cash and cash equivalents, or net cash, sorry, 11.7 versus 8.9. So there's an improvement on every metric there. We've commenced the second half of the year, they say, in the outlook, with renewed momentum, energized by the new OEM partnership, as well as new wins, renewals, and deepening with customers in H2. The global OEM partnership represents a transformative opportunity for Eagle Eye, providing a clear path for substantial revenue acceleration from financial year 27 onwards and reinforcing our confidence in achieving our 3 to 5 year goal of 100 million in revenue with adjusted EBITDA margin of 30%. So I'm saying, based on this, it's a buy, or not a buy, sorry, it's a watch list, I should say. I'm not buying this at the moment. The forecasts, like I said, 2025 are pretty much flat. A little bit of improvement on EBITDA from 11.3 to 11.5, from 4.5 adjusted profit for tax to 5.2. But it seems to really kick in 27. So you go from 26, so 52.5 million top line, 27, 64.9. And that profit for tax goes from 6.7 to 10.9. Now, I'd have to check what level of recurring revenues here because, if it's high level of recurring revenue, then of course that figure could be more accurate, the forecast. But of course, the further forecasts go out, the less accurate they are. But if you have a high level of recurring revenue, then they can be more accurate. So, let's start. Where is that today? Beaks is down sort of 19% today. Eagle Eye is up 4.5%, 376. It obviously had a profit warning back in, was it January the 13th? Because it fell off a cliff from 4.64. It fell 24% pretty much. And it's been bouncing around there. I'd say here a close above 390 would be very good. But it did get up to 388 today, but went back down at 376. But still up 4.5. So it did well this morning, come back. And finally, MTI Wireless. They are headquartered in Israel. They're a technology group focused on comprehensive communication and radio frequency solutions across multiple sectors throughout three core divisions: antenna division, water control and management division, and distribution and professional consulting service division. So this is full year results, to the 31st December. They are a market cap of 51 million. Revenue is 45.6 versus 45.6. So flat revenue there. Profit before tax of 4.81. By the way, these are American dollars. 4.81 versus 4.84. So down a smidge. And net cash of 6 million versus 8.1. And they say this is following the purchase of 2.3 million under the share buyback scheme. So was it something else as well? I'm sure they acquired a company, didn't they? Let's have a look here. No, it's just the buyback. So the share, obviously it's gone down because the buyback, that's all. So it's pretty much flat here. But the forecast for the broker is steady growth. I mean, it has dropped by 13% a day on flat results. That's it. It's even flat. Even if flat, they've gone down massively. But anyway, compared to, you know, fine in this environment. So, you know, the EBITDA has gone down a bit, but top line's the same. Profit for tax is similar. Now, they are expecting steady growth from 25, 51.5 top line, profit for tax of 5.2, 2026, 55 top line from 51.5 up to 5.6 from 5.2. So I would say watch list. It's pulled back a bit in these results, but it did rise quite strongly before the results because there isn't any growth this year. But there is forecast, there's nice steady growth, consistent growth over the next few years, and they pay a decent dividend, which I think the yield is about 4%. So have a look. It's not a bad company there. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much as appreciated. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.